Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 that pushes a 90s-inspired jungle and old-school DNB bassline forward instead of just sitting on top of it. And that distinction matters a lot, because in drum and bass, percussion layering is not just about adding more drums. It's about creating motion, tension, attitude, and that gritty sense of forward drive that makes the bassline feel nastier and more alive. If you get this right, the percussion doesn't compete with the bass. It supports it. It speaks with it. It leaves just enough space for the low end to breathe while still making the drop feel urgent. So the goal today is a percussion layer that feels like it belongs in a grimy jungle roller. Dark, broken, a little worn around the edges, but still tight and mixable. Let's start with the idea behind the sound. A strong DNB bassline often feels incomplete on its own. You can have a solid sub, a rude reese, a rhythmic stab pattern, but without a complementary top layer, it can feel flat. The percussion layer gives the phrase its attitude. It creates call and response with the bassline and helps the whole drop feel more animated. So before we even start layering percussion, we need a bassline first loop. Open a blank live set and build a simple 8-bar loop at around 160 to 174 BPM. Keep it simple. You want a bassline with a short rhythmic motif, maybe only 2 to 4 notes in a bar. Use operator or wavetable and keep the sound fairly restrained at first. If it's a sub-reese hybrid, low pass it somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, and maybe add a touch of movement with a filter envelope or a subtle LFO. But don't overbuild it yet. Why begin here? Because the percussion should react to the bass. If you write the percussion independently, you can miss the gaps where the groove actually needs more movement. When the bass line is already in place, it becomes much easier to hear where the accents should land and where silence is your friend. Now let's bring in a breakbeat. Drop a classic break or drum loop onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on, use beats mode, and preserve the transients so the hits stay sharp. Then right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. If you want the break to feel more natural, slice by transients. If you want tighter control, slice by 1/16 notes. Now comes the important part. Don't just play the whole break. We're mining it for useful fragments. Listen for ghost hats, snare tails, tiny rim-like sounds, shakers, little metallic ticks, and those in-between textures that make old-school jungle feel alive. Build a simple 1-bar MIDI pattern using just a few of those slices. Try a light hit on the offbeat after beat 1, another small accent before beat 3, and a ghosted hit leading into beat 4. Keep the velocity variation real. Let your main accent sit around 90 to 110, and keep ghost hits lower, maybe 25 to 60. That contrast is a huge part of the feel. It's what gives the rhythm that broken, human, slightly unstable energy that makes jungle so infectious. Next, organize the layer properly. Create a dedicated percussion group so you can control the whole sound as one unit. Inside that group, split the parts into roles. One track can hold the break fragments. Another can hold one-shot metallic hits or rim-style percussion. A third can be your noise or click support. This is a really good way to think about sound design, not just layering sounds, but layering functions. One layer for motion, one for grit, one for a little air or sparkle. If two layers do the same job, you probably don't need both. For the one-shots, drum rack is great. For chopped break pieces, simpler in classic or one-shot mode works really well. Then use auto filter for shaping, utility for gain and stereo control, and keep your levels sensible. As a starting point, let the break fragment track peak around -12 to -10 dB. The one-shot layer can sit a little lower. And if you're using noise or click support, keep it very quiet. That layer should be felt more than noticed. Now let's shape the rhythm so it actually answers the bass line. This is where the groove starts to become musical. If your bass line hits hard on beat 1 and then again on the offbeat after beat 2, don't crowd it. Put your percussion accents where they can push against it or fill the gaps. Maybe add a light hit just before beat 1 to build tension. Maybe place a ghost note after the snare to create forward motion. Maybe leave a bar slightly emptier so the next variation lands harder. That contrast is important. Dark DNB percussion hits harder when not every bar is full. If everything is always intense, nothing feels intense. Let some bars breathe, then bring in a small fill or top accent to wake the loop back up. For timing, don't over-quantize everything. A little swing can go a long way here. Try a subtle groove around 54 to 58%, or leave some ghost notes a touch loose. That slight imperfection is part of the jungle feel. It keeps the rhythm from sounding too clean and modern. Now we'd add grit. On the percussion group, start with a saturator. Keep the drive modest at first, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. The idea is to rough up the sound, not destroy it. If it starts getting harsh, ease off the drive before you start cutting too much top end. Next, use auto filter or EQA to clear out the low end. High pass the percussion around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If you want a bit more old school weight, you can come down carefully toward 90 or 100 Hz, but only if the low end stays clean. The rule is simple: if the percussion starts muddying the bass, it's too low. If you want more smack, add drum bus gently. A little drive can make the hits feel more upfront. Keep crunch light, and usually leave boom off unless you're deliberately thickening a specific impact. For this style, you want worn, compressed, slightly tape-like energy, not polished EDM shine. Now carve the sound with EQ8. High pass the bus, then listen for boxiness in the mid-range. A small dip around 250 to 500 Hz can clean things up if the layer sounds congested. If it gets harsh, reduce a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If you want more presence, a subtle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help the percussion cut through without getting louder in a bad way. Always check those moves against the bass line. If the bass is already gritty in the mids, keep the percussion narrower there. If the bass is mostly sub and low mid weight, let the percussion own more of the mid character. Now let's talk stereo. A lot of old school jungle feels wide because of the texture, not because the core hit is wide. That's a really important distinction. Keep the important rhythmic hits more centered, and use width only on the atmospheric or dusty elements. A good move is to keep the main percussion layer at normal width, then widen only the texture layer a bit, maybe around 120 to 140%. You can also use auto pan very subtly for motion. Sync to 1/8 or 1/16 with low depth, but always mono check it. If the groove disappears in mono, the width is doing too much work. The rhythm itself should still feel strong when collapsed down. Now we bring the layer to life over time with automation. Static percussion gets old fast. DNB thrives on movement across phrases, especially 8-bar and 16-bar sections. So automate things like filter cutoff, saturator drive, reverb dry/wet, utility width, or even a subtle EQ lift into a fill. For example, you could keep the percussion slightly filtered for the first 8 bars, then open it up a little in bars 9 to 16. Then, in the last couple of bars before a switch up, increase the drive slightly and add a tiny reverb throw on one accent. When the drop returns, pull it back tighter for impact. That push and release is what gives the arrangement shape. And here's a pro move: resample the percussion, solo the percussion group, record 4 bars onto a new audio track, and then listen for the most interesting moments. Often the best part is some accidental little texture, a clipped hat burst, a reverse tail, or a distorted rin sound that suddenly feels like a signature fill. Slice that resampled audio again in simpler or directly on the timeline, and now you've got a custom fill or 1-bar variation that nobody else has. This is one of the best ways to make a loop feel like a real record instead of just a loop. Now think about placement in the arrangement. In an intro, you might use filtered fragments only. In the drop, bring in the full percussion layer and let it interact with the bass line. In the middle of the drop, remove one element and replace it with a small fill or reverse hit. In the outro, strip the layer back so DJs can mix out cleanly. That's a very classic DNB approach. The percussion should help define the sections of the track, not just repeat endlessly. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overload the low end. If the percussion is muddying the sub, high pass it more aggressively. Second, don't layer every possible hit you can find. In DNB, a sharper, more selective rhythm often feels heavier than a busy one. Third, don't make everything too wide. Keep the core accents strong in mono. Fourth, don't crush the groove with hard quantization. A little swing and looseness is part of the energy. And fifth, don't saturate so hard that the layer turns harsh. Dirty is good. Painful is not. A few extra coach tips before you wrap up. Think in functions, not just sounds. Motion, grit, and air. Let the bass line decide the density. If the bass gets busy, simplify the percussion. If the bass opens up, that's your moment to add ghosts or a small fill. Use contrast. A bar that feels slightly too empty can make the next bar feel huge. Check the layer at low volume. If it still reads clearly when quiet, the rhythm is strong. And if you want to go further, try making a second shadow rhythm version of the percussion, shifted a few milliseconds late and tucked very low under the main groove. That can create a subtle chase effect that feels amazing in jungle-style patterns. So let's recap the core idea. Build percussion around the bass line, not independently from it. Use break fragments, ghost notes, and small texture hits to create jungle character. Keep the low end clear, keep the important accents centered, and use saturation, filtering, eck, and a little controlled width to give the layer its dark personality. Then automate movement across phrases and resample the best moments so the groove feels alive. If you want that 90s inspired darkness, remember the real formula: tight rhythm, controlled dirt, and enough space for the bass line to breathe. Now go build the layer and make it feel rude.